Hello, is Caitlin Yee there?
Yes.
Hello, I'm calling. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
21.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian? Did you say?
Asian.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Indifferent or dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. The first one is woke culture and wokeism.
What was the scale again?
From 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Sixty-five.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Joe Biden?
80.
Donald Trump?
0.
Public schools?
50.
Moms of Liberty?
What is that?
Moms of Liberty.
M-O-M?
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
Okay, that's fine. The U.S. Department of Education?
Fifteen. 20.
Thank you. Charter schools?
30.
Public school teachers?
70.
The National Education Association, or NEA?
70.
Okay, that's fine. We're going to move on. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know.
Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I don't know.
How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, how important is it for public schools to prepare students to develop social skills?
7.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
7.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to be ready for higher education like college?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
10.
What was that? 7?
6, 7.
Okay. 6 or 7?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yes. 7.
Okay, thank you. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough, on public schools education?
I wouldn't know.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, not at all?
Not at all.
As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Disagree.
Would you say you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Somewhat agree.
Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Agree.
A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship.
Agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some would say would help the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
Strongly
support it.
Yes.
Thank you. Increasing teachers' pay?
Strongly support it.
Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics?
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
So, strongly opposed?
Yes.
Thank you. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Strongly agree.
Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And now I would like to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go. We're about to be finished. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Support.
Would you say you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means that it is not a convincing argument at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
Strongly agree.
Now, from the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that is... Thank you. The next one is, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Do you find that not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing in the scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It is also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Agree.
Do you strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Don't remember.
Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you consider yourself then a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Yeah,
Sean, okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have any children under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your political, your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal, very liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Sometimes.
How should I record that? Several times a year or? Or once or twice a month or hardly ever?
Hardly ever.
Okay, thank you. Now for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
What?
Is a born again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does it apply to you or someone in your household?
No.
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Thank you. And the last question, finally. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your kindness and your patience, and have a wonderful night. Thank you for having me help. All right. Oh, God.